You are going to listen to a guide in London's Science Museum talking about some of the earliest home computers. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Okay, everyone, gather round. This next exhibit is the Sinclair ZX Spectrum, a British computer released in 1982. Actually, I used to have one of these. It's one of the best things I've ever owned. Absolutely one of my favourites. It only had 16K of memory.
Only 16K?
Yeah, and even at the time, that wasn't so much. There were lots of other, more powerful products being released around the time that it came out by companies like Apple and Commodore. But there was, and still is, just something about this little machine. Maybe it's just nostalgia on my part. I can still remember when I was 8 years old, I got one for Christmas. It was the best thing ever. I mean, look at it. It's only made of plastic, but it's a beautiful black colour with this rainbow stripe here on the side. It's tiny. Look, it's only about 20 centimetres wide, and it's as light as a feather. This one's in great condition, considering it's about 40 years old.
40 years old?
What? It's as old as my dad's.
That's crazy.
They were made in a factory in Scotland, which sadly no longer exists. It had rubber keys, which unbelievably was pretty high spec for its day. It didn't have a hard drive. Nothing did in the early 80s. To load and save programs, you had to use a tape recorder. That's right, the storage was on cassette tapes. I will always remember the crazy noises it made when it was loading a game. And the games! They wouldn't look very good to you kids today, but they looked amazing in 1982 and they played brilliantly. So addictive. For instance, I wouldn't like to guess how many hours I lost to a game called Manic Miner. And even though they stopped making the Speccy, as we called it, in 1992, more than 40 games were released for it last year. You can't play the latest FIFA on it, and you couldn't even play FIFA 93 on it. But despite this, the games have a certain charm. My best friend and I both got one for Christmas in the same year. We used to go around to each other's houses every day after school to play games. We would play until our hands were sore, but only after we'd finished our homework, of course. I remember one afternoon in winter, it was snowing outside, so my mum couldn't make us play in the garden. We played an athletics game so much that I got a huge high score. My friend thought it must be some kind of record, so we checked the games magazines. Lots of publishers were producing games magazines at the time, and they all had high score lists. I wasn't expecting it, but I had indeed got a high score. We took a screenshot, which in those days really was just pointing a camera at the TV screen. We sent it to the magazine, and 4 weeks later, the score was printed with my name.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I had never been in a magazine before. To this day, I've never been prouder. It might just look like a box of plastic and old chips to you, but for those of us who had one, it's a goldmine of memories. Okay, so this next machine is a Commodore 64. You'll be pleased to hear that I didn't have one of these as a kid, so I can't bore you with any stories. It had 64K of memory, four times more than the Spectrum, and technically was a much better machine. Okay, everyone, gather round. This next exhibit is the Sinclair ZX Spectrum, a British computer released in 1982. Actually, I used to have one of these. It's one of the best things I've ever owned. Absolutely one of my favourites. It only had 16K of memory.
Only 16K?
Yeah, and even at the time, that wasn't so much. There were lots of other, more powerful products being released around the time that it came out by companies like Apple and Commodore. But there was, and still is, just something about this little machine. Maybe it's just nostalgia on my part. I can still remember when I was 8 years old, I got one for Christmas. It was the best thing ever. I mean, look at it. It's only made of plastic, but it's a beautiful black colour with this rainbow stripe here on the side. It's tiny. Look, it's only about 20 centimetres wide, and it's as light as a feather. This one's in great condition, considering it's about 40 years old.
40 years old?
What? It's as old as my dad's.
That's crazy.
They were made in a factory in Scotland, which sadly no longer exists. It had rubber keys, which unbelievably was pretty high spec for its day. It didn't have a hard drive. Nothing did in the early 80s. To load and save programs, you had to use a tape recorder. That's right, the storage was on cassette tapes. I will always remember the crazy noises it made when it was loading a game. And the games! They wouldn't look very good to you kids today, but they looked amazing in 1982, and they played brilliantly. So addictive. For instance, I wouldn't like to guess how many hours I lost to a game called Manic Miner. And even though they stopped making the Speccy, as we called it, in 1992, more than 40 games were released for it last year. You can't play the latest FIFA on it, and you couldn't even play FIFA 93 on it. But despite this, the games have a certain charm. My best friend and I both got one for Christmas in the same year. We used to go around to each other's houses every day after school to play games. We would play until our hands were sore, but only after we'd finished our homework, of course. I remember one afternoon in winter. It was snowing outside, so my mum couldn't make us play in the garden. We played an athletics game so much that I got a huge high score. My friend thought it must be some kind of record, so we checked the games magazines. Lots of publishers were producing games magazines at the time, and they all had high score lists. I wasn't expecting it, but I had indeed got a high score. We took a screenshot, which in those days really was just pointing a camera at the TV screen. We sent it to the magazine, and 4 weeks later, the score was printed with my name.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I had never been in a magazine before. To this day, I've never been prouder. It might just look like a box of plastic and old chips to you, but for those of us who had one, it's a goldmine of memories. Okay, so this next machine is a Commodore 64. You'll be pleased to hear that I didn't have one of these as a kid, so I can't bore you with any stories. It had 64K of memory, four times more than the Spectrum, and technically was a much better machine.